As we all know, the Christmas season can be a little bit stressful. There are extra events on the calendar and decorations to put up and gifts to purchase and family to visit and dinners to prepare. And I don't mean to stress you out as I start the sermon here, but it's also the end of another year, which can mean some big financial decisions and hard choices to make. And then again, there's snow on the ground, or at least rain today, and slippery roads and cold weather. And then the flu season is coming just right around the corner. And I don't mean to stress you out today, but the holidays can be a little stressful, right? And then, of course, on a more difficult note, some families, this is a hard time because we're missing those who aren't with us. And maybe there's an empty table around the dining room, or empty chair around the dining room table this year. And Christmas can be, in one way, the most wonderful time of year, but can also, in other ways, be difficult. Then again, any time of year really can be filled with stress, and there are always burdens that we carry, and worries, and fears, and from time to time we all face those hard moments of life, and we're not sure how we're going to make it through. And so during Advent this year, over the next 4 weeks, I'm going to be preaching on why Jesus came, and really thinking about who Jesus came into the world for. And of course, we know that Jesus came for us. Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and that's part of what we'll be talking about. But also Jesus came, and I hope that this series will be a reminder that Jesus came into the world because he could see the needs of the people that he came to save, the real, everyday, real-life needs that we have and that we face. Jesus came for us and for all of our brokenness and all of the stress of our lives. And so I hope that this series of messages will bring us comfort and peace during this Advent season, and it'll help us to get to know Jesus a little better, help us to love him a little more as we think about how much he loves us. And so I mentioned at the beginning of the service, and want to remind you on your way out to pick up one of those invitation cards, because I want these messages to be for all of you, but we also know there are other people in our lives who may not know that there's a Savior, who may not know that God wants to bring us good news. And especially this time, we should be sharing this good news with other people. And so if you take one of those invitation cards home, and maybe there's someone who you know who you could bring with you to church in the next few weeks. So this morning we're going to start with this, that Jesus came for the overwhelmed. For the overwhelmed, for the stressed out, for the worried, for the tired. Jesus came for us. So listen to this invitation that Jesus gave for people just like us, with whatever the stress or burdens that you're carrying today. This is from Matthew chapter 11. Jesus said these words, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." It's an invitation from Jesus. These are words that Jesus speaks to us. And we find here that Jesus invites us to come to him, to find what we most need when we are most in need. And Jesus gives us what we need. He offers us rest when we're tired. Of course, we all know what it means to be weary and burdened. But you may not know why Jesus talks about a yoke. And so let me give a little bit of context to what Jesus is saying here. We probably don't use yokes in our daily life, unless actually my family went out to Williams Tree Farm a couple weeks ago to get our tree. And we rode, if you've been there recently, you get to ride out on the carriage or the wagon, and it's pulled by two big horses, and they are yoked together, right? This is what a yoke is. It's a wooden bar, usually wooden, that joins together two animals so that they can work together to pull a heavy load. right? So that's what a yoke is. You probably knew that, but you probably haven't used a yoke. But you might still be wondering, why in the world does Jesus talk about giving us a yoke? In Jesus' day, this word was used to refer certainly to animals. Might have been oxen or other big animals that would pull a heavy load, and they were yoked together. But the word was also used to describe the religious obligations that would be placed on people by a teacher or by religious leaders. And so the idea is that people were yoked to the Old Testament law. And it was the symbol of laboring under the law, being sort of held in check by the law, being placed under the burden of its regulations. And so often that yoke of obedience felt like a burden. It felt like an obligation, just like you can imagine those two animals yoked together, not because it was fun for them, but because they had work to do. And so if you were yoked to something, it means you have an obligation to carry out that important work, whatever you've been called to do. It was hard labor instead of joyful faith. And so this gets at why Jesus used the image. You see, Jesus often criticized the religious leaders of the Jewish community in which he lived and that he was a part of, because they turned faith in God and love of God into hard work. They turned it into obligation. If you want to be honored by God, if you want God to love you, if you want to show that you are a faithful person, the religious leaders would say, then you need to follow all these many rules. And so it became a burden. It became guilt. It became this long series of regulations and religious duties that you had to accomplish in order for God to then be pleased with you. But Jesus wanted to free people from that burden so that we could love God joyfully, so that we could honor and serve and follow God out of faith and not out of fear. And in the same way, Jesus offers to lift other burdens from us. The weight of unfair expectations that maybe you feel. Or the weariness that comes from stress and anxiety and worry. Jesus doesn't want you to carry that. Or the heaviness of life's troubles that so often overwhelm us. And Jesus doesn't want that to be how you live your life. And so we ask as we enter into the Advent season, why was Jesus born? Who did Jesus come for? And we know that Jesus came for us. And so one way to answer that question is that Jesus came for the overwhelmed. Jesus offers us rest when we are feeling overwhelmed. And so I hope as we look at this passage, we'll find here some good news, some words of hope and encouragement when we're feeling the burdens and the weariness and the worries of life. The first truth that we find here, I think, reminds us of the Christmas story, and that is that Jesus came to us, and he invites us to come to him. We sang earlier, O come, Emmanuel, that Jesus fulfilled this great promise that God would send Emmanuel, God with us, into the world. Jesus came to be with us, to live among us, to walk alongside people like you and me. And in the same way, Jesus' birth means that God does not leave us alone. And even as we look back on Jesus coming into the world all those years ago, we know even today that we are not left alone. Jesus has come into our lives. He doesn't just watch from afar. He doesn't just let us struggle along through life. No, Jesus comes to us. He meets us in our need. And so then he calls also to us, as we read here, come to me, Jesus says. Come to me. He invites us in. He draws us close because he knows that we need him. He knows that we struggle. He knows that we feel overwhelmed. Jesus sees the burdens that you carry. He sees the weariness in your heart. he says, come to me. Jesus knows all of the stress of your busy schedule. And he knows the sorrow that you're feeling as you miss a loved one. He knows about the financial burdens that you carry. He knows about the disappointments that you can't get over and that seem to be weighing on you day after day. He sees all of that. He knows those things that weigh you down, and so he draws near to you, and then he invites you, come to me. Come to Jesus. Come to his strong and capable arms. Come to his loving and merciful side. Come to the one who lived and who died and who rose again, who invites you to come to him. So he invites us to come to him because he is able to help us. Jesus lifts our burdens and he gives us rest. He says, take my yoke upon you. In place of that heavy burden that we so often are either tempted to carry or that we feel like we have to carry or that other people place on us and so we are committed to or responsible for carrying, in place of that, Jesus offers us his easy and light yoke. Now, there are two ways to think about these words that Jesus said. And again, imagine this image of the yoke. On the one hand, you can think about Jesus offering to lift that burden from your back and instead to take it on himself and then to give you in its place a lighter burden that you are able to manage. And so Jesus can, in this way, replace your heavy burden with a lighter one. And that's one way to read these words. But another way that I think may be even more helpful to us is to imagine that yoke, whether it's the two animals that are pulling the wagon or yourself yoked to the obligations and burdens in your life. You think about that wooden bar running between the two oxen, and it binds them together side by side and allows them to pull not just with the strength of one animal, not just, say, with your own strength, but now you're joined together with someone else who can give you strength to carry even a greater load. And so Jesus invites you to come to him, and he comes right alongside you, and instead of carrying that heavy burden by yourself, now Jesus yokes himself to you. And with his strength, he now pulls, carrying the greater share of the load, carrying the greater weight of the burdens that are on your back. And with his strength, as he pulls alongside you, he now enables you to carry even those heavy and hard burdens of your life. Because together, side by side, Jesus' strength is able to carry you forward. Under Jesus' yoke, we're not crushed. Under his yoke, as we labor alongside him, we're not overwhelmed. Instead, we find with him at our side rest for our bodies and rest for our minds. And even more importantly, as he says, rest for our souls. We can find rest in the presence and the power of our Savior because he's there right beside us, giving us that strength that we need. Now, we need to understand that Jesus does offer us a yoke, not a free pass through life. Jesus used that word yoke for a reason. And again, it's partly out of the context of the Old Testament law and the yoke that was placed on people by the religious leaders, that heavy burden, that heavy obligation. But Jesus doesn't say that he takes the yoke away. Instead, he gives us a different yoke. He calls us to follow him. He calls us to join with him in service. And the fact is that his yoke does require of us work. It does require of us sacrifice. But it's the sort of work and the sort of sacrifice that isn't going to overwhelm you. It isn't going to crush you under its weight. And so we also need to learn this lesson from the passage, that what Jesus asks of us becomes easy as we follow in his strength and in His wisdom. Again, the original context of Jesus' words are important for us here, that He's comparing His teaching with the teachings of the religious leaders around Him. They placed a heavy burden of obligation on people, so much so that no one could have carried that burden. And Jesus made that point again and again, that even those who were teaching that heavy burden didn't themselves live up to it. They couldn't carry the burden that they were trying to place onto others. They were teaching this sort of self-righteousness, that you please God by the strict obedience to rules, that if you work hard enough, God's going to love you. But Jesus made the point that no one could work that hard. No one could be perfect in God's eyes. No one is able to carry that burden. And so Jesus taught instead that we come to God through faith, and that what happens inside your heart matters far more than your outward efforts and hard work trying to follow every rule and strict obedience to a code that no one could keep perfectly. But we need to understand that that does not mean that Jesus doesn't care how we live. He offers His followers a yoke, but it's a light one. It's an easy one. It's less about strict and legalistic obedience, and it's more about a heart that longs after God. It's more about loving people and showing mercy than it is trying to please God by being perfect, which, I hate to break it to you, you're not. And neither am I. And so the same truth applies to other sources of stress and worry in our lives. Jesus doesn't tell us that we can stop being responsible. He doesn't say to you, stop working hard. He doesn't say, stop paying your bills, stop helping people in need. All those burdens, all those responsibilities remain. In fact, Jesus calls His followers to sacrifice for others. He calls us to do what is right even when it's hard. And it is often hard. Jesus said, go the extra mile. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Jesus does not tell us to stop carrying burdens, but instead He invites us to take on ourselves those burdens that He chooses for us. Those burdens that He knows are right. That yoke that He says is light and easy as we yoke ourselves to Him. And so we trust in His wisdom, that His wisdom will show us those things that we should stop worrying about, those burdens that we should stop carrying, so that we can also follow His wisdom to pick up those burdens and those responsibilities that Jesus does choose for us. And we also trust in His strength. We trust that He will enable us to work hard and to accomplish great things, which we are supposed to do. Jesus gave us a mission that's the most important work in this world, and He has a calling in your life. He created you for a purpose because He wants you to fulfill that calling. And so we are called to work hard and to accomplish things for God's kingdom. But He gives us His strength so that we can carry more than we think that we are able to, because now as we yoke ourselves to Jesus, we are now pulling that weight not by ourselves, but we're doing it in His strength and with Jesus at our side. You see, sometimes we worry about all those things in our lives that we can't fix. We worry about all the wrong things, and sometimes we need to stop wearing ourselves out trying to fix the problems that aren't ours to fix. We need to stop trying to carry loads that God has never asked us to carry. Because when we stop carrying those sorts of loads, then we will have the strength and the time and the energy and the wisdom to do the things that Jesus has asked us to do. And so He invites you, come to Me. Take My yoke upon you. Find rest in Me. learn from me. And Jesus promises that as we do, we will find rest for our souls. And so that's my prayer and hope for you as we go through Advent, that you will find rest in Jesus Christ, rest for your souls, that the burdens and the overwhelming stress of life won't be too much for you, but that you will yoke yourself to Jesus and you will find rest for your souls. Let's bow our heads and give thanks for this good news. Father, we do thank you that you call us to serve you, to walk with you, to work hard at your side, but that you've given us that great promise that in you we find strength. And in your wisdom we know which burdens to pick up and which to lay down. And so, Father, help us through each day in the coming week. Help us to serve you and to know that we're doing those things that you've invited us to do. Lord, give us that wisdom. And help us to carry the burdens of life, not in our own strength, but knowing that we are yoked beside Jesus and that his strength is always sufficient for us. Lord, we thank you for your promises, and most of all, we thank you for sending Jesus to be our Savior. So we pray these things in his name. Amen.